kicking off hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. Anna T. in here with you.
And Manwich.
The Tuesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-5791. Phones are loaded. I don't even know if you're going to be able to get through at this point. We have so many people on hold. We're going to get to your calls here, 800-259-5791. First, we need to tell you to visit us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. You'll get an email right in your email box just announcing all the news in regards to Free Talk Live. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live, it's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Let's jump into these calls, Manwich. Let's talk to Monroe in Iowa. Monroe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Actually, it's Manuel.
Excuse me, Manuel, what's up?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to have to side with Manwich on the kid issue.
Holy crap, Manuel, what are you thinking?
Well, actually, I think the parents have the homesteaded the right to take care of the kids. So until that kid can somehow, by some standard, demonstrate that he's now an adult, then, they have to do what the parents say.
I'm in agreement with you, Manuel. I mean,
now,
as long as they're living under their roof, they should follow the rules.
The only question, the only debate here is when you know, the kids become adults. Would it be when they leave the home, when they have sex, when they get a job? That's the only question here, I think.
Well, what's your answer?
I think it's as long as we're living with the parents. I think that's been a reasonable standard for our history, and I don't think it's a bad one.
I can agree with that. That makes sense to me.
It validates the property rights of the parents. It seems to me, you know, kids are going to have sex, and it doesn't make them adults when they do.
No, I agree with that.
Right, and I think this is also what I'm trying to think. I think Rothbard mentioned that, so that's...
Yeah,
a lot of people say that. I don't think this is a real big issue.
Sure, as long as you're ready to move out and as long as you're serious about it and you actually move out, that's when you've emancipated yourself.
It doesn't matter if it's a big issue, Manuel. We argue over lots of little things.
Oh, I know.
Anything else on your mind, Manuel?
Well, you were talking about the ACLU, and they're actually against individual gun control. I mean, gun rights.
Are they really?
Yes. I sent you a message. You can check it out.
Okay, I'll have to take a look into that. I mean, like I said, they're not a perfect organization, but at least they're fighting against the tyranny that the Bush administration is bringing
down. I agree with that.
So I'll give credit where credit is due, no doubt. Manuel, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791. Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Manwich, do you honestly think that having a piece of plastic is going to make you a good driver?
You know, I think that to get that piece of plastic, you have to go through a certain amount of rigors. I don't think that the government is the best entity to administrate that that test, but currently, that's what we've got. And supporting the Department of Transportation is not the same as supporting the Department of Motor Vehicles, just to be clear.
Okay, I'm not sure. There is a lot of unsafe drivers out there. Most of them have driver's licenses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change if there's no driver's licenses.
But
it's another level of bureaucracy. That's another permission from the government to operate my partially owned vehicle, you know, the state owns the rest of it. I just can't see how you could call yourself a libertarian yet support state ownership of my person.
Well, here's the problem when it comes into this area for me. I believe that roads should be owned by the government. Now, not in a long-term sense, but currently I think that people understand that pretty well. The first thing that they'll say to you when they say that I want to see the government minimized in every way, shape, or form possible. The first thing they'll say, what about the roads? I got here because of the roads.
And believe me, I've dealt with that.
It's the first thing they say. So I try to sidestep that issue by saying, I don't believe that the government should, not have control of the roads. Instead of getting in a huge, long debate about road ownership, I just try to sidestep it. Now, if the government owns the roads, then they should be the ones that license people to drive on it, in the same way that you would, owners would decide what licenses were available for driving on their particular roads. The government should decide which ones are valid for its. So I believe that we sort of have to swallow the DMV until such a time that we can, you know, get rid of roads entirely. But
okay, so you don't you mean government owned roads? I'm assuming.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So you actually
I hate roads.
You actually don't believe that licensing by the government is good. You just think we just have to deal with it for now?
I think that, yeah, right, in the sense that I'm a minarchist and an incrementalist, I believe that until we can get to the utopia of non-government ownership of roads, that's what we need to, you know, advocate. And the reason I believe
it's a utopia, because that's how this country was for quite some time.
It was, but people don't see it that way. I mean, try to explain to them gold backing of dollars. That's the way it was for you know, a long time. And
well, okay. I just wanted to be clear that I wanted, because when I heard you going on about supporting driver's licenses, I was, you know, I was kind of astounded. And
when it comes to the FAA, I do support the FAA because I think you have to be able to shoot people who get into airplanes and fly them irresponsibly.
Okay.
I don't support the FAA. I'm called for the abolishment and that and the DMV also. But
I don't agree with you, Matthew.
Yeah, Ian. Manwich, have a good night.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. You're pretty much just supporting all of the bureaucracy that surrounds the existing government roads because you don't think it's possible to communicate these ideas to people. Right,
I don't think that's where our mission should lie. Absolutely not. Can you say this?
No doubt about it. But however, I think if somebody's going to bring it up, I'm going to do the best job I possibly can about communicating how it is that private industry does a better job of building the roads. Private industry does a better job of maintaining the roads. I mean, if you look at even government roads that are built that are hired out competitively, do far better than government jobs that are just handed off to the preferred government contractor.
And I mean,
there's real solid evidence that you can show that I think is fairly persuasive on this issue.
I think I said that was that I believe that that private industry would do a much better job roads than the government does.
I think
that I make a nod to the, you know, we'll call them big L's or, okay, you know, people like you who support, you know,
freedom, liberty,
whatever.
Yeah.
And don't you think we'd have a lot more liberty if we went with my system, which is basically constitutional?
I think constitutional is fine. It's a good starting point, and then we should decide how to reduce the
government. That's what I believe we should do.
Right,
I believe we should point people to constitutional, and then we'll go to voluntarism if it can get that far.
No, I understand that, but when you're talking to somebody about liberty, presuming they understand the concept generally of less government and they agree with that, then it's just a matter of just a few facts. It's just a matter of delivering the correct perspective to them, I think, to get them on board on the roads issue. I don't think it's as terrible.
You haven't gotten me on board on the roads issue.
Well, that's because you're stubborn.
Well, there you go.
And I think you're just doing it for on-air purposes.
There's going to be other people.
Because you will say you're willing to look into it, and you'll agree with the fact that private roads are better maintained.
I think
you'll
agree with the fact that it could not work out.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's a market. It's a marketplace, man. Which if something is in demand, of course it will work out. The market
will find a way.
You have a
lot of people working together there.
The market will find a way. I mean, there are plenty of things that the market does that are infinitesimally complex that you can't imagine. You know, getting a book put together is a difficult process, right? But it happens because somebody wants to read words on a page. There's some guy that's cutting down trees and pressing that into the pulp and then turning that into paper and then sending that to a publisher. And then that's going to get printed. It on and bound and then shipped and then sold it at a retail store. I mean, it all works together magically, man, which it's the marketplace.
That's why I'm willing to look at it.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you that I think that it makes people think we're crackpots.
All right, 800-259-5791. This is your show on the way. Your calls about, well, anything. We got Walt coming up. Tyler is on the way as well, and you can take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And if we get a chance coming up, we'll tell you about how Chinese people are dying to keep their property rights.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. We have the archives as well. You get the last 8 months of the show for free at freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going back to the phones, Manwich. Let's go to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Tyler. What's on your mind?
I'm a first-time caller, brand-new listener to the show via podcast, and I think it's really great.
Excellent. Welcome. We're glad you're out there. What's up?
I was a fan of Bill O'Reilly until very recently when I started to understand his opinion on the Iraq War, and especially his view on the torture as it's used in the so-called War on Terror.
Right.
That completely turned me off onto him.
You know, it's kind of interesting that this whole torture issue has come full circle. I mean, they're alleging now that torture is actually what got us into the Iraq War in the first place. And then, of course, the Iraq War is causing us to talk about torture, and the Bushies are saying, well, yes, we must torture people. It's good to torture.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, which is a terrible position to try to defend. But I just think it's kind of interesting.
I agree. And I think, I don't know what to make of it all. It's just awful in general.
Indeed.
But I had some comments about O'Reilly, and then I wanted to explain to you guys why you were a little bit unfair to him.
Oh, what did we do?
Okay, no, I'll tell you.
We're a little unfair to everybody.
Okay.
We're going to be unfair to you soon. Go ahead.
Well, he could come on the show if he wanted to, but I'm not going to waste my time trying to track him down.
Okay,
actually, he did come on the show. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I guarantee O'Reilly does not understand the Constitution at all.
Obviously not.
On a show, he didn't even know what the Commerce Clause was.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But the reason you guys were unfair to O'Reilly was because he doesn't consider himself a conservative. I've never heard him say that.
Right, he does not.
And you guys were holding him to the candle of the standards of conservatives.
But it seems to me that he is a conservative.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that loves to claim up and down that I'm an independent. I mean, it's just as a holy claim as the whole, this is unbiased reporting on the no spin here. I'm an independent. Yeah, right. He just says that so he can kind of maybe sort of take a shot at them from time to time. But for the most part, he seems to support the so-called conservative agenda day in and day out. Not that I watch his show or anything. I don't.
Well, I did, and I would consider him an authoritarian and
okay,
not
fair enough.
Really a conservative.
Well, most of the people that call themselves liberals and conservatives are authoritarians. I mean, if you were to go and take the world's smallest political quiz up to Washington, D.C., and have the senators give you their answers to it, I guarantee them the majority of them would score in the authoritarian quadrant.
Okay, I'll give you guys that one.
Yeah.
And then you guys made the connection that O'Reilly was against the ACLU, so that he was, in effect, against civil liberties. And I didn't like that. I didn't like to hear that on the radio. I thought it was a really bad statement to make in general.
Well, what's wrong with civil liberties? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't have any problem with civil liberties, and I agree that O'Reilly does not understand them, but the fact that he does not like the ACLU does not make him hate civil liberties.
Okay.
The fact is that he doesn't like the civil liberties, right? Would you
agree
with that?
I do agree, absolutely. He doesn't.
So disliking the ACLU is not synonymous with disliking civil liberties. I'll agree with you on that.
It was certainly a casual connection that we drew.
But, you know, I'll take whatever shots I can, and if O'Reilly mentions me on my show, I'll be happy I got
him. On his show, you mean.
Yeah, excuse me, on his show.
So, Tyler, did you have anything else on your mind tonight?
I had a question. You guys said you'd like to grow to be larger, and I'm curious, how will this show work when it gets bigger? You know, right now we can call in and we can talk about whatever we want, but when you've got people all across the nation and the lines are lit up, how are you going to keep everything fresh and everything, you know, how are you going
to
handle that?
I'll defer this one to Ian, the programming genius. He pretty much does, he creates everything that is Free Talk Live as far as the on-air presence and that kind of thing, so I'll let him answer that question.
Well, you know, to some extent, we're going to wing it. That's what we've always done on Free Talk Live.
It works.
But believe it or not, I don't know, Tyler, if you've checked out the Amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com, but if you go and you become a Free Talk Live Amplifier, actually, you can just go and listen to our first episode. We've got it free at freetalklive.com. You can hear what we sounded like 3 years ago when we were just on one radio station, when we were just on a little 4,900-watt FM station, and the calls were crazy. I mean, they came in like crazy. And you just sort of deal with it. You just kind of bring up a topic. I mean, it seems like our callers are pretty good about commenting on a topic that we'll bring up. Or sometimes we'll start a show with one call. For instance, a few months ago, we started the show out, went to the phone. Somebody wanted to talk about immigration, and that sparked an entire hour's worth of calls about immigration. So I think to an extent, you know, if you've got five calls on hold and four out of the five want to talk about immigration and you're talking about immigration, well, it's bad programming to go to the fifth call who wants to talk about cheese. You know, we will talk about cheese once the immigration calls are done. So you see, it's kind of something that we just sort of play with, we just sort of tweak as we go along with the show. And you know what? I don't know what it's going to be like when we're on 400 affiliates, but I'm excited about that day.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. Keep the show up. It's real good.
Thanks, Tyler.
We'll probably just lie about it being your show, and you can talk about anything you want, and we'll just take whatever calls we want.
That's not true, Manwich.
Well, what else could we do?
Well, that is what we always do. We take the calls that we want to, but it's just that we, you know, make a point of going through them all. I mean, if you're sitting on hold, we're going to get to you. Like Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Oh, no. Walt.
Hello.
Oh, he's there. Okay, it sounded like you hung up your phone.
You probably picked it up.
I thought the last thing I want is a former Marine angry at me. Making him wait. Walt, are you there?
You betcha.
What's up, Walt?
Well, I want to say that you guys were talking about this, and I want to agree with y'all about the we need to get rid of all of the government. All of it.
Right.
All of it.
Yeah,
every bit of it. Get rid of everything.
And I don't want to replace it with any other government.
That's right. Throw it all out and let's go right back to the Constitution. And then...
Well, the Constitution created a government. Wait a minute.
Well,
confused?
But there is... Actually, what the Constitution did is limit the government. The Bill of Rights are for the people, not for the government.
I agree. No doubt about
it. Like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. All of that stuff is for the people. But the problem is, unless you send your kid to private school or homeschool them, they don't teach a Constitution in school anymore.
No. That's a scary document to them.
And these immigrants that are trying to come into this country the correct way... They're teaching them, they're changing the Constitution around to suit what they want it to sound like, kind of like
Neil
Riley or liberal spin or however you want to put it. You know, in other words...
Sure, if when you're learning about the Constitution from the government, there's no doubt that you're going to get a bad version of it.
Yeah, well, anyway, the thing is, let's go back to the Constitution, give all the privileges back to the people, as in the Bill of Rights.
Uh-huh.
And eliminate the government from everything, basically. I mean, we've got the 16th Amendment.
Yeah, really,
we need to throw that out, too, because it was never officially ratified.
What's your favorite government program? I mean, really, what good are they? They don't do anything for us.
My favorite government program,
right.
I'll tell you exactly which one it is.
Which one?
The one to where they stay the hell out of the individual citizens' and businesses' lives.
Boy, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Also, I'll tell you what, I'm not a druggie. I don't believe in people doing drugs.
Right.
I'm very much against it, but I think we need to legalize it.
Yes, sir.
Because it takes the money out of it for the Federal Reserve.
It eliminates the black market. Great call, Walt. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. Although I would say decriminalize is a better word. But, yeah, we're just mincing words.
We'll take legalize.
Indeed. On the way, looks like our former co-host is on the line, man. Which, Mike, he's in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, you just gave us less.
Sorry. Not that it matters. 800-259-5791. We're going to get to him. We'll talk to Mike, the former co-host of Free Talk Live. Come up. This is your show.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. This is the Tuesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. As we are six nights a week, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of women have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And we want to highlight you. And it's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages have and colors have participated and continue to participate. All you have to do is send us a validated photo, ladies. That means that in the picture you're holding up some evidence that shows that you listen to Free Talk Live. For more info, go visit the shrine at freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, former co-host of Free Talk Live. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, you sound peppy. How's the weather up there?
You know what? It's cold as heck, but you know what? I'll tell you what. It's a lot better than dealing with sweltering ass crack heat in Florida.
All right. Well, you gotta be careful with the crack.
I'm sorry. Okay. But anyway, and you know, I just want to remind the listeners, 1-800-259-5791 is a toll-free call-in number.
Look at him. He's jumping right back into his old co-host role.
Just same old thing, man.
What are you doing up there? I thought you were still down here, man. Wait.
No, I tell you what, I left here, left there about a month or so ago. Came back up here to New Hampshire because basically I was offered a job transfer, and quite frankly, I just got sick of the weather.
Cool, excellent.
And I just decided, you know what? I'm part of the Free State Project anyway, so why the heck not get back involved on a more, closer to scale, you know, thing, get back up here to New Hampshire.
Now, absolutely.
Jump in and get involved.
Now, where'd you go to?
Any of our listeners that are interested in that or have any curiosity about it, to check it out at freestateproject.org.
Yeah, now, I got a question for you. You were a Free State Project member. Now, did you alert the Free State Project to the fact that you had come up there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. So you were counted as one of the movers, and that's good. Now, where are you in the state?
I'm in Nashua. I'm back in my hometown.
Your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, exactly. And I cannot tell you, I could not be more pleased to be back anywhere in my old hometown that I lived in for so many years before I moved away to come back down to Florida.
And there's no better time to be there than right now because things are starting to get exciting. I know that I think it's going to be after this weekend, there's going to be a UN flag burning going on over in Keene.
Exactly, and I've read about that. And you know what? I'm just looking forward into getting involved in any of the opportunities that I can to show my faith and what have you in the Free State Project by getting out there and making people aware of what it is that they need to do politically to, well, bring the power back to the people.
Now, the last time we had you on the show, you know, you're a throwback to the very beginning days of Free Talk Live. You were there the first show that we ever did.
And people can go see, you know, read Mike's little bio there on...
That's right.
Is it show hosts?
The show host page, yeah, about the show. But where I wanted to go with that, you were with us from the very beginning. So for our longtime listeners who have been... who have heard you for forever, how's your drinking thing going along?
Oh, it's going great. Not touched a drop in a long ass time.
Seriously,
I've been so busy. I've got to tell you right now, I'm working retail wise for a local company that you probably know that I was working for down in Venice when I was still living.
Right,
in
named after a certain office tool.
Yes, exactly. If you want to clip a whole bunch of pieces of paper together.
Right. That would be the item.
On it, and that's what you do. So I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'll tell you, though, really, the biggest thing for me is seeing snow again for the holidays. It's absolutely awesome.
That's great, man. Well, we're glad you're up there, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again, Mike. Have a super night, and hopefully we'll be seeing you up there in 2006, man.
Yeah, you will.
We'll come by
and see you. I'll still be here, so you guys give me a holler.
All right, man.
Come by and have a lemonade.
Say, hey, shoot me an email with your contact info, okay? I haven't heard from you in a while. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Let's go to Leo in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hello. I hear you talking about, I hear a lot of people discussing the Constitution.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to clarify this historically. The Constitution of this country was not written by our founding fathers. It was written by Alexander Hamilton, primarily, and John Jay and James Madison had a little bit to do with it, mm-hmm. but it was primarily written by Alexander Hamilton, whose name is not on the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, he's a big central government freak.
He's a big central government freak.
Not even American.
It was a very unpopular document, one of the very first things, and it establishes a Supreme Court justices for life.
And
it has an electoral college that Thomas Jefferson did not agree with at all.
They waited until he went to France. They sent him off to France before they tried to run this thing through.
Of course they did. Washington wasn't around. Jefferson wasn't around. There was a great deal. I think it was like half or two-thirds of the original signers weren't even in the picture
mm-hmm.
when the Federalists came about.
Right.
And one of the first actions that this central federal government did was they embargoed Rhode Island and Massachusetts, the two states that said, no thanks, we think that this government is too oppressive and it takes away too many. One of the first things that they did was they embargoed these two states. Now,
what happened to Massachusetts since then? They used to stand up for liberty, and now they're down the toilet.
It was during that time that the people of the original state said, no, wait a minute, this is a too shady of a business going on here. Mm-hmm. Why was this ratified? Let's bring it open into the light instead of behind closed doors, and let's re-ratify it, and let's see what will happen then. And the Federalists knew. And Alexander Hamilton, from his own admission, said that he despised the common man, and he said that the best way to keep the common man in line, in a treatise, in a philosophical treatise that he wrote, the best way to keep him in line is to keep him in debt from the cradle to the grave. And
what do we have today?
I know.
His dream has come true.
His dream has come true. But the reason that the Bill of Rights was thrown out there is because they knew that the spirit of the people would have been, again, if they would have brought this out, the people would have said, no, we don't want this, and that it would have disappeared. But then they threw the Bill of Rights out there, and the people said, okay, with the Bill of Rights, we'll take this.
Yeah,
and it's been a losing battle ever since. Well, Hamilton.
Did the people really have a say? I mean, I don't think they really did. It was just all the rich dudes that got together that had a say on it.
You may very well be right, but the thing that makes us a great nation, because the thing that makes us a great nation is, number one, the fact that we were mostly homogenous and Christian. The greatest, if you are a Christian man, then you must believe that the greatest document in the world isn't the Constitution or any other man-made document.
Uh-huh.
It has to be the laws of God. And if I can give you...
Well, I'm an atheist, so I can't...
Okay, well, I'll give you an example. In man's law, you get a new... Or in the United States, you get a new idea. What do? You go down to the patent office, you patent the idea, and then you juice your neighbor for whatever, you know, that patent is worth.
Okay.
If you get a new idea in the Bible, the law says... you share it. You share it freely with your community.
I gotta agree with that. I think ideas should be shared. I think ideas should be free, and we should be free to build off of other people's ideas, because building off of ideas only creates more wealth for everybody. Great call, Leo. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the phones on the way here. I want to get this in because it's just amazing. The story about the peasant farmers in China fighting to keep their land, because the central government in China was trying to take it from them. And they probably will. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements, Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on Trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit our bulletin board system. We've got over 71,000 posts. We've got well over 1,000 people interacting. It is all free at freetalklive.com. And plus, when it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today, get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL. It's a good idea because you'll get special savings. From 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
So I went on and saw the Waterford Present Bouquet, and it does have a very nice little box, and it's the kind of thing that my mother would absolutely like. She'll, you know, keep
is
the
it
flowers.
A keepsake?
It is. She has keepsakes everywhere. You know,
moms love keepsakes.
She loves that crap. But, you know, it's just all the stuff she has, and she has cats, of course, that knock these things over and break them, and so she gets
super
glue.
She can get her another one next year.
Yeah, right. It's great. But I think I'm going to do exactly that, and I am going to use code FTL in order to...
You might as well.
Save a couple of bucks.
Excellent. All right, Beijing, here's the story. Residents of a southern Chinese village near Hong Kong, where police opened fire on demonstrators, described a tense standoff in the area on Saturday. This was a few days ago, with thousands of armed troops patrolling the perimeter and blocking anyone from leaving. Frightened villagers. thousands of armed troops, is what they're saying.
Wow.
Frightened villagers said they were either hunkering down at home or arguing with police who were refusing to return the dead to their families.
Oh, my God.
A Hong Kong newspaper quoted villagers accusing Chinese officials of trying to cover up the killings on Tuesday in Dongzhou, a village in Guangdong province. Residents said police opened fire on a crowd of thousands protesting against inadequate compensation offered by the government for land to be used for a new wind power plant. Inadequate compensation. Gee, that doesn't sound like anything that happens over here, does it?
No. We're so much better than the Red Chinese.
Actually, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
We've been following the New London case for a while on Free Talk Live, and in that case, those people were offered inadequate compensation, and they have refused to take it. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled in the favor of the government, and those people are still standing up against the powers that be. It hasn't come to violence and gunshots yet, and I don't know if it ever will, but I think it's interesting to point out that it could come to violence and gunshots. In fact, I think that these citizens, the citizens of China in question here, were fully within their right to protest this inadequate compensation.
Sure.
It's just that the Chinese government doesn't care. So up to 20 of the villagers were killed as a result of the shooting by the state, while some said dozens more are missing, unaccounted for. It was the deadliest known use of force by Chinese security against civilians since the killings around Tiananmen Square in 1989.
You knew Tiananmen Square was going to get any article about China, you got to mention Tiananmen Square.
Well, it is the deadliest use of force since then, which drew international outcry. Although security forces often use tear gas and truncheons to disperse demonstrators, it's extremely rare for them to fire into a crowd, as they did in Tiananmen's pro-democracy demonstrations. Mm. The clash in Dongzhou also marked an escalation in social protests that have convulsed the Chinese countryside over land seizures for factories, power plants, shopping malls, and other projects. Farmers often say they're paid too little, and some accuse officials of stealing the compensation money. So, here's what happens. The Chinese central government comes into an area like Dongzhou and says, oh, looks like we're going to build a shopping mall here or a wind power plant. Okay, we're going to give you, what is it, yen over there?
Yes.
We're going to give you 5 yen per house. And
I don't know if it's yen.
I don't know.
I think it's Chinese, Japanese.
Okay, well, we're going to give you whatever it is that you use. We'll call it yen since we don't know. 5 yen per household. And, of course, it's a slap in the face to these poor people. I mean, these are farmers. I mean, these aren't people that even live in a city like New London, Connecticut, where there's some sort of running water and electricity and lots of other wealth around. These people are the dirt poorest of the poor. And the government comes in and pushes them around because, well, they can't. And so they refuse the deal. But even if they were to take the deal, what they're saying is the local officials, the sub-officials of the Chinese Central Communist Government, they're the ones that receive the money and are supposed to distribute it to the local farmers.
And it's not getting anywhere.
So the farmers don't even get to see any of it, even if they were to accept the deal.
It's like us giving money, or the UN giving money to particular countries' governments in order to help the people. Doesn't happen.
Right. So apparently the word got out because of the fact that this particular area of China, Dongzhou, is very near to Hong Kong. And according to the AP article, the reason why even this news has gotten out of China is because they're close to Hong Kong. And Hong Kong, even though it is under Chinese control, still has a high degree of press freedom. So therefore, the word managed to filter down to Hong Kong, and from there got out to the rest of the world. Because there are allegations that a lot of this stuff is going on, that this has been going on for a long time in China. It's just not talked about because of press releases like this. And this was sent to us by White Rabbit, by the way. He's always on top of this kind of stuff. But here's what the Chinese government had to say about this. So we've heard what the protesters had to say. They were protesting the fact that the government slapping them in the face with puny little offer for taking their land. Well, the Chinese government said that the official Xinhua news agency said police fired into a mob of explosives-lobbing protesters on Tuesday after being blockaded near Shanwei City, Guangdong province. Hundreds of armed villagers had attacked them in a serious violation of the law, according to the Xinhua report. It became dark when the chaotic mob began to throw explosives at the police. Police were forced to open fire in alarm. In the chaos, 3 villagers died. 8 were injured, with 3 of them fatally injured. One villager has said on a condition of anonymity that 30 people were killed. But the point is here, the Chinese government's making it sound like these villagers just attacked the cops out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We had to fire back. 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Only moments remain here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can visit us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there, archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, and more. Live streaming as well. It's all free. It will continue to be free. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can join over 140 other Free Talk Live listeners that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for $3 a month. And what do we do with the money, man? Which, strippers and cocaine?
Strippers and coke, baby.
No. No.
When are we going to do the strippers and coke?
I don't do either one of those.
No, you wouldn't even consider
we take the $3 and we turn it right back around into advertisers. Advertising. We promote the show. We get the show on more radio stations. We get on more MP3 players. We advertise, market, and promote, hence the name AMP, Free Talk Live. And for $3 a month, you can help us out. We're well over over $1,000 now at AMP. And there's some milestones that we're going to be reaching here soon. We're going to get a webcam once we reach a certain point. We're going to...
When's that?
$2,500.
Okay.
And then once we reach $5,000, we're going to reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by 2 minutes per hour. And then when we reach our final goal, we'll reduce another 2 minutes per hour. So we'll cut back on the commercial time on the show by 25% once all said and done with AMP. So you can make it happen sooner if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about a situation in China, southern portion of China, near Hong Kong, Duang Zhao. There is a little village of farmers And it's being threatened by the central Chinese communist government. The communists came in and they said, well, we're going to be taking your land now so we can build a new wind power plant. And they offered them a pittance, of course.
Of course.
And it would have to be a real pittance because these guys make $100 a year. I mean, these guys are farmers in China. I mean, the poorest of very poor people.
Yeah.
And they were offended by the amount that the Chinese government offered them. And so they stood up. And they were protesting it. And thousands of cops arrived on the scene and started firing into the crowd of protesters. Of course, according to the Chinese government, the protesters started everything, and they were just using the fact that they wanted to steal their land as an excuse.
Yeah, God knows.
You know what? I think we could learn a thing or two from the Chinese people here. For all the things that a lot of Americans say about China, for all the trash talking that goes on in this country about Chinese products. And, oh, look at those Chinese people. They're all a bunch of commies. Well, they're not all commies over there. A lot of them are just trying to get by. And I think that what you could learn from them is, well, maybe standing up for your freedom, what little you do have, is a good idea. Yeah, 20 people died as a result of it, but it's causing unrest. People are getting angry. It's better than just bending over for the state. How many people that are facing eminent domain in this country are willing to take it to the very bitter end like these Chinese people did?
Few.
I think they're so brave, and I think that those people that died over there in China are heroes. You know, whether or not they're pro-liberty or whatever, I don't know if they're communists or they're for democracy or for liberty, whatever, they stood up against the state. They stood up when the central control government was coming to take their land, and they said no. Why can't we do that here? How pacified have we become? We're a bunch of pansies in this country, Manwich.
I can't disagree.
Let me point out, though, that the New London people are standing up. There are six families in New London that are going to stand, as I understand it, to the very bitter end, whatever that becomes here in America. And we're going to be following their story. But most of us, we just bend right over whenever the government wants to take our land. How's that feel, America? Been shown up by the Chinese in this case. We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Heroes. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
See us online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.